You ever get tired of this bullshit? If I did, wouldn't be on a mission with you. I mean, come on. The only thing keeping us sane at this point. Yeah, you're probably right. So, what are you gonna do? Well, ain't it simple? I'm gonna get out of this with both of you safe. Heroes and villains working together. Ain't this shit a riot? Hey, babe, you sure about this? Yeah, you better be sure, baby bird. Because what we're doing today, you can't really undo it. Better be careful, though. There's a lot of eyes on us right now. And I happen to wonder if that means it's gonna be a shit show. Or if it's gonna go too smooth, then it makes me think that there's something up with it. You would think that way anyways, wouldn't you? And you're just as bad as him. Always trying to save the world. Both of you don't get it. That's why I turned to villainy. It doesn't work. Yeah. I get it. We get it. None of this fucking works, but if it makes us sleep better at night, who fucking cares? Hey, honey. Eyes up. You see that? That's our target. Sounds more like mercenary work when you put it that way. So what, you want me to burn him to a crisp or something? Nice try, but this is a little bit less dangerous than that. We have to get them out alive. See those fellows over there? They have a bit of a disagreement with us and don't want that outcome at all, so you don't have to spell it out for me. Hit the hitmen before they hit the target, huh? So I can burn them alive. I guess you can, but if we're gonna have that happen, we better be ready with some body bags, huh? Well, try not to kill him. Maim him if you want. They're shitty people. But I don't want any blood on this. It makes it all iffy at the end, right? You're too fucking soft. And you shouldn't have invited me if that was the case. I'm only good at burning people. That fiery passion? I think we can put it to some good use. Dobby, when I give the signal, what I want you to do. You're just giving the commands now, huh? That's a riot. No, it's not like that. It's more important than that. I need your help, okay? Just like old times, you never could do the dirty work on your own, could you? Kago. Not right now. Not ever. Do you bring that up? Come on. It's such a mood dampener. I wouldn't threaten you, but come on, man. If you can't handle the truth, then change it. Just spit it out. Where do you want my firepower? Well, if you put it that way, thanks. Gonna need you to block them off with a firewall. See, word on the street is, they've got a quirk that can quench fire. So you're probably wondering why I'm having you do that, huh? Well, it's pretty obvious. We're baiting them to use it. To give a sign. Once we block them off, they're gonna have to use it. Otherwise, there's a firewall between them and their target. No line of sight. And that's where I swoop in. Swoop in and save the day, huh? Taking the credit for my hard work. Well, I couldn't do it without you, buddy. Yeah. And what's this one doing, huh? That's in case anything doesn't go as planned and the intel was shit. In which case, we need you, baby bird, to do something amazing. You have to be our last line of defense. Protect the target, me and Dobby. And if you're lucky, you might just get a kiss out of it. Keep the flirting till after everything's done. This isn't gonna be easy. Look who just showed up. That's a problem. Didn't expect that guy. Wasn't he in jail or something? The guy with the quirk that... Yeah, he builds walls, doesn't he? Something like that. Anyways, that big boy's gonna be a problem, huh? Yeah, I'd say so. If they could just go over my wall, what then? I mean, you could ignite the wall, right? Fire doesn't grow on trees if I don't got line of sight, and they got vantage the high ground. The hell am I supposed to do that? Magic? It's a quirk, not some fix-it-all. Okay, now hear me out. You're not gonna like this one, so... honey, look away just in case he tries to burn me to a crisp like he did that one time. Anyways, you could... Don't fucking suggest what I think you're gonna suggest. Yeah, you got me guilty as charged. It's as bad as you think. So let me get this straight. You're gonna fly me up there. Hope that they don't have anything ranged. You know, like guns that they're gonna kill the target with. And then we fly up there, right? Everything goes as planned, and then I just ignite it like a giant candle, huh? I ignite the floor under them, so what's stopping them from just building up again? It's gonna be a back and forth, and shit. That was your idea from the start, wasn't it? Well, not exactly, but it's better than the target getting killed. They're not even supposed to be here right now. See, they're breaking a curfew. See that prince over there that we're protecting? Yeah, he's got a bad attitude, and even worse sense of self-preservation. So now, we're faced with the impasse. To pick up after his laziness. Now that's what it means to be a merc right now. Let me guess. You don't even know if this guy is any good or not. No sense of good or evil. Might be protecting a scumbag. No. Just an idiot. An idiot barely worth saving, but... You know. It's kind of what we do. For the right price. Alright, just get to it. I'm tired of sitting around waiting. Easier said than done. I mean, you have to do this all at once, so get into position. Don't let them see your face. There's a chance they know we're trying to stop them. And then why haven't they pulled the trigger yet? Well, that might be a little secret held by this cute baby bird here. You're gonna protect the target, right? Knew I could count on you. Dobby, get ready. 3, 2, 1. And up we go. Keep it fucking steady. You aren't exactly late. Give me a break here, come on. Hey babe, finger on the trigger. Intercept them if they get ahead. You can do this. I believe in you. You can do a better job than he says. Keep it up. Gotta focus. Shit. They're aiming for us. Can you aim while I'm moving? Evasively. What choice do I have? Target almost secured. Come on. Come on, babe. Get together. Water quirk. Water beats fire. Can't hold this up very long. Nonsense, you're doing great. Targets out of the way. Shit. Evasive maneuvers. Hold on, we're going down. They clipped my wing. Oh, shit. Nice thinking. Cushioning. Using your fire like a thruster. This way. No, I'm fine. Couldn't be better. And this target here is fine, too. Nice job. Looks like you got him, huh? 100%. Everything is planned, almost. Stings a little. My wings been better, but... It's a lot better knowing you're safe. Come on, baby. Let's go. Now that the police are here, this little asshole is safe, and we get our pay from the big papa himself. That's fine. It's just a scratch. Just a scratch. Promise. Okay, it's a little more than a scratch. More than a scratch. You don't need to touch it like that. Look at this. What's the point of being a tough guy when we gotta get it out? Nah, passed clean through. No need to worry about the bullet. Yeah, it worked out, but, might be out of commission for flying for a little bit and... Huh? Move your ass this way. We gotta get you patched up. You get an infection in the wing, what are you gonna do? Go to the vet? Doesn't work that way, dipshit. Yeah, fine. Suddenly you caring after you burned me to a crisp that one time? Shut it. That was then, this is now. So if you don't shut up, I'll do it to you again. Oh, consider me silenced, mostly. I mean, I have to at least say thanks, right? Thank me after you've paid me. Oh, sweet. Hope you don't mind, but... wanted to do that for a few hours. Back when we were doing the stakeout. Let's just say, I couldn't wait to get back. Might be work, but work sometimes sucks, you know? Oh, shut it. You know the money is something you wouldn't complain about. You're just making excuses because you got shot. Yeah, maybe. How are you feeling, baby bird? What? Surprised I'm asking about you when I got a hole through my wing? Don't worry, looks worse than it is. And besides, I trust you to treat me. Doctor me up, huh? We'll have to cauterize the wound, huh? You don't mean that, right? We got modern medicine here. No need to resort to your quirk, right? Don't look so scared. I'm just suggesting a proper medical technique. You mean one that's not necessary in any way? That you're using to threaten me right now because I'm acting snarky? Yeah, got it. Check. All checks out. Careful with that. Antiseptic kind of hurts. There's something nice about you tending to me, though. I don't mind getting wounded in the line of fire if I don't have to deal with the antiseptic. That's right, don't speak that rot already. You were gonna say something really cheesy, weren't you? And I was gonna feel compelled. My hands may have moved without my consent and burned you just a little bit. You wouldn't hurt me when I'm down, right? I mean, come on. Doesn't hurt as bad now. But these wings are sensitive, as you know, so... Baby bird, thank you. And thank you, Dobby, for not burning me. You could have. You probably would have if we weren't working together, but even then, it's better than nothing. Gotta be thankful for what we're blessed with, right? Oh, don't talk about blessings right now. You may be recovering, but that doesn't mean that bullet couldn't have went right through your head. Get a grip. You may think you have it all. The speed, the popularity, everything. But that's not enough sometimes. Get your head in the game before next time we work together. Understand? And you, don't enable his stupidity. I love you, but what if that bullet went for you? Could you have stopped it? I mean that. Could you have fucking stopped it? Fire sucks ass against bullets, so I couldn't have done anything. One wrong bullet, and everything ends. You understand? That's why I like being a villain more, because you heroes, you always risk it all. And I hate that. Don't make me say goodbye to either of you. Understand that. And you, especially. A spark like you, trying to act like you're an inferno out there. I get it. Just promise me. You won't end up going to that shitty-ass hospital, wasting your life in a coma or something like that. I mean it. All of this. Everything. It just made me nervous, isn't it? Look at that. He does have a heart, huh? Shut up. Yeah. I agree, though. It was risky. But if not, we couldn't have completed it. And as you know, we're not exactly drowning in jobs right now. With the state of the city, barely finding a place to live is good enough for me. Risking our lives, doesn't that just come with the territory? Being a hero, being a villain, we're all risking it. It's just a little different, huh? That power is all the same. It's all about how you use it. Besides, I'm not trying to change the world. Except for the small world that we happen to live in. The big world can wait. The small one, not so much. Everything in shambles, but it doesn't mean that we're down and out, right? And plus, we're successful. We get to live at least another 10 years in the lap of luxury. You wish it was that much. The commission was half. So that's it. Well, it's still good enough. 5 years is still pretty good, right? And after it, maybe, just maybe, we'll find a mission just as big. And then what happens? We just have it a fucking gun. Again and again. And next time you're gonna dodge the bullet, right? That's what you're saying. Cocky as hell. Yeah, maybe. But I think it's just how it needs to be right now. Besides, we could argue and bicker all day. But is that really why you went on this mission with me? Agreeing to help out of the blue? You couldn't have done it without me. That's it. Plus, I needed it. Liar. You just came along because you fucking wanted to help, huh? Shut it. Making excuses, assuming what I say without me saying it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would I worry about you? What's even the point? Well, the point is that you care. You care a lot, don't you? You care a whole lot, so much so that you end up thinking about it, right? You think about if you had to say goodbye. You think about all those times that we would have, all in the past and none in the future, right? At least that's how I think of you. That's how I think of both of you. It's like a void fills my heart. Like poetry without any soul in there. Like a word without any meaning. Pointless. Waste of space, right? Well, that's how I feel if I failed you. See, likewise, I have no intention of dying or letting go. Too greedy for that. Suit yourself. You're also delusional. How about that one? Well, what can I say? Delusional, if it keeps us alive, and well, then this little polycule can keep on working. Right? You may think it's that easy, but we got the eyes of a lot of people. Just look at what happened because of our little stunt. Well, I'll be damned. Didn't think they'd do something that stupid. But honestly, I don't really mind it. Let our names be in lights. That just means a bigger target on her back. And if we back against the wall, then... Cut the bullshit. You know that's not how it works. If anything goes wrong, I'm gonna kill you first. You can certainly try. Think it'll go that easy, though? Rematch? I don't know, I think I've seen all your tricks. Keep on dreaming. You ain't seen shit. Whatever. And you, honey? You in it? Even if we're hunted? I know, we went from being hunted just to be hunted again, huh? Well, could be worse. We could have someone like a big shot on our tail, right? Don't you jinx this. I swear to God if that happens, because you didn't. Knock on wood? Yeah. Should be fine. After using all that fire, I feel like shit. Me too, I could use a pick-me-up. Hey? That's what you're doing, baby bread. But you know, fair. You worked as hard as us. So why do you have to do something about it? Just volunteering? Some sort of charity case? Or maybe it's a mutually beneficial thing. I guess it's mutual, so touch should follow soon, huh? Hey, no fair, not gonna kiss your patient. Come on, nurse, after you doctored me up. Just gonna leave me hanging? I love you. You know, I feel left out. When I feel left out, I get jealous. Hope you don't mind. Just a mess of kisses. To think our lives were on the line not 15 minutes ago. I'll take it, this fast-paced tempo of love. It's not bad. This twisted little relationship I keep getting caught in. Guess I don't mind it. I'm feeling almost all better. Thanks for asking. Almost good enough to do this. Don't be so surprised. Cuddles are my specialty. And even with the patched up wing, I can still wrap these wings around you and even him. You're so cute. You know that. And you're the reason I can work this hard, you know. Shit. You're gonna make me feel bad now. How dare you not include me? You, honey. I don't want to hear it, little mess. You're mine. No matter what. Okay, go. We might be rivals on this. But I'll be damned if I let anyone else kill you first. Likewise. Can't put you in the slammer without, you know, you doing some kind of heinous crime first. And that didn't make any damn sense. Yeah, well, neither did what you said. You kill me? In what world? Shut up and focus. You like those kisses all over, baby bud? I know I like you. Love you too. And it just feels right. So why would I ever stop? How would I stop? In fact, I wouldn't be me if I stopped at this point. Don't worry. Just be you. That's good enough. The rest of it'll fall in line. You know? Everything tends to. Even if it all gets mucked up, ends up working out in the end. Right? Yeah. I like the way you look right now. That heart, hearing it beat, it just feels right. Like everything's perfect somehow. Kinda hate it, but kinda love it. Can't decide which it is. Maybe an infatuation. Maybe just me slowly losing it. You didn't take responsibility for all this. No, of course not. Never did. Never will. But who cares about that? I really want to care about this. Man, shall we? So that's how it is, huh? Always ends the way it starts. In maddening love, huh? What you gonna do to me, doctor? Nurse? Which do you like the sound of better? I can't decide, but with you, it all sounds good, baby bird. Or should I say, bird MD? This'll just get in the way. What? So that's what you're getting at. Why am I being treated as a patient, too? I didn't get any wounds, you silly little... Seem awfully... Like you like it for an unwitting patient. Or should I say an unwanting one? Shut up. I never said it was unwanted, just wondering why. So that's your game, huh? That's what you're getting at. Well, I guess you are tending to us, so that's fine. Just don't be too surprised if we're too much to handle. I mean, come on. You gotta admit it yourself. We're two unruly patients, huh? Would you just shut up? You can't make me. Yes, I can. Didn't work. Shut up. Nah. Couldn't feel better. Quite the massage, though. Quite the soft hands. Not bad at all. always has something to say, but I'll just say, you look perfect with that crazy in your eye. When your eyes. Through with the examination. I'm not complaining, just a little bit surprised. Here we go again. Guess we did walk into this. Fine then, doctor. What is it you'd prescribe? Oh, fuck. You just like stroking cocks on both sides. Or is this your medicine, doctor? What's the matter? You enjoying it more than us, and we haven't even touched you yet. You like the control or something? Oh, fuck. That's the fucking stuff. Oh, goddamn. Oh. Stroke those cocks together like that. That's so fucking naughty, huh? All that pre making those noises between your fingers, huh? Don't stop, baby boy. Fuck. I feel it so much. Oh, God. The doctor is in, huh? Yeah. Stroke like a. You're doing so much. Gonna come if you keep at it. Couldn't hold back. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Now you're getting into spanking. We're getting the full service package, huh? You don't know when to quit, do you? Fuck. Not stopping there, are you? No. I know you better than that. I get it, we have to earn to come again, huh? Now you're setting us out on our knees like we're fucking animals, huh? Yeah, don't you get it? It's time to eat. Time to eat that fucking cock. Together. Shut up. Do you feel empowered by having two men on their knees sucking your balls and licking your dick? Is this what you want? Oh, fuck you. Getting a mouthful. Don't hug that gland. I want to test. I bet you're feeling it. Fuck. What a fucking mess. Pretty good. What you gonna need? Oh, I see what you're doing. You want us balls to balls, cock to cock, just ready to make a seat for you, huh? Is this your fucking throne, huh? Yeah, you sure you can handle a throne so big and thick? Yeah. Now, come on. Then fuck us like that. I agree with Davy. I'm not so sure you can take it. But I'm not about to argue with you trying to. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, you're sliding me down the fucking cock. Oh, you make me so fucking hot. You're so fucking good. That's right, on those fucking dicks. Yeah, you on those fucking cocks, don't you? Oh, fuck. The way he moves those fucking hips. It's intense. Oh, fuck. Yes. What the fuck? Yes. That You're so fucking hot when you fuck me like this. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. You're so fucking hot. Shut up. Fuck. 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 How you expect me to hold on like this? Oh yes. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna come. Fuck. Take my fucking balls. Yes. Yeah. You feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good. Fine. What can I even think about after that? Can barely move at all now. Good thing we don't need to move, huh? That was something else. Oh, fuck yeah. I like that. Just a little bit. A little bit. You're crying out of pleasure, you fucking idiot. You're the one who was screaming. If anyone's an idiot, it's you. You couldn't handle it. That was something worth remembering for once. And after a job well done today, too. Oh, thanks for the treatment, Doc. I don't mind it one bit. More. Forevermore. That's right. That's right. fucking go.